think your children are out later than usual. Yep. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
scared or worried.
Well, you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt...
uneasy.
Uh-huh. And someone else might say, oh, they'll get home all right, just don't...
worry.
And you say, I don't see why she's so worried now. She... what?
Hasn't been.
Uh-huh. Or use an expression, used to be.
Used to be.
Why should she be scared now? She
used to not.
Mm-hmm. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say, he's mighty... what?
Careless.
Okay. And somebody who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. You can't get him to change his mind.
He's hard-headed.
Mm-hmm. It's someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just the least little thing.
Crazy or...
overbearing,
right.
Do you ever say he's touchy or touchy or testy? Or?
Sometimes.
Huh?
Sometimes they're touchy.
Uh-huh. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
calm down.
Okay. Yeah. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways to say that?
Wore out.
Okay.
Give out.
And... he said, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
peculiar.
Anything else?
Funny.
Do you ever use the expression queer or quar?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's probably you.
How would you say that?
She acts like she's kind of queer or something wrong with her.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, just being just exactly like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
Has that word changed meanings recently, in the last few years?
I don't believe so. Not a whole lot. It's probably used more now than it was then. I believe it. You could probably say that it's used a whole lot more now than it used to be, and more people use it.
Would you ever use it as a noun? You know, say someone was a queer?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, just a peculiar person.
Mm-hmm. You say if a person has a wear, suddenly hear they've got some disease. You say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
got sick.
And someone went out in the rain and came in and his eyes were running and he was sneezing. You say that he...
taking a cold or...
okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounded a little...
hoarse.
Huh?
Hoarse.
And you have a...
cough.
And say if you had someone some medicine, you went in, you still saw the medicine by their bed, you'd say, well, why haven't you...
taken your medicine or took your medicine.
Okay. And the person might say, well, I already...
have taken it or...
uh-huh. An hour ago, I...
took it.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say
they're deaf.
Mm-hmm. And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt, it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
rising.
Any other name for that?
Boil.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them boil and some of them rise.
What if it has more than one head to it?
Mm-hmm. It's got a core in it then.
Mm-hmm. What is the stuff that drains out?
Fluid, core. Get popped the cores out of them.